Now, when you were growing up in Harlem, your friends, I believe, called you Opera Boy.
Yeah, they did. It's very true. First, let me say, I grew up in Harlem, New York, where opera is really not the first music you hear. Jazz, R&B, gospel music is really the music that I grew up listening to. And so they were really shocked when I came home one day and I said, "Ma, I want to join the choir and sing classical music." And they said, "You know what? Classical music?" And I said, "Yeah, I want to be an opera singer." And they said, "Opera? That's kind of strange. I mean, opera's for old people." And I said, "No, Ma, I think I can make something of this in terms of my career." And my friends would say, "You know, aren't you singing kind of like rap music or pop music?" And I said, "There's something about classical music that's interesting to me." And it was the blending of languages with music and also acting. And so I got labeled the opera boy, but little by little, I gained their respect and I kind of carved a niche for myself.
Now, given what you like about opera, why not musical theater?
Well, in high school, I did do musical theater. I did do Sweeney Todd. That was one of my first musicals as a youngster. But I knew that it seemed too easy. I don't know. It's just, my mom always said I did things the hard way. And I knew that there were very few people that looked like me, a male black opera singer. So I thought, why not shoot for the top and be the first in my generation to really break through? I'll never forget the first time I went into the auditorium of the Met. I think it was Cavalleria Rusticana. And it's so majestic, first of all, just to walk into a theater, to hear the orchestra swell. And then the vocalists, the singers, the opera singers actually come on stage, and you think there's no way they can be heard over this huge 90-piece orchestra. But somehow, they are, and they were, and it just excited me. As opera singers, we don't sing with amplification. We don't sing with microphones. It's a sport, if you will, because oftentimes we're singing long roles that can last maybe 3 or 4 hours, and it's a certain skill that it takes to be heard and to carry and to also stay in character, if you will. That's where the acting really comes into play.
A lot of endurance.
Absolutely.
Now to the diabolical role that's bringing you to Atlanta and the Atlanta Opera's production these couple of weeks, Faust. Was this particular opera among your favorites when you first began exploring the world of opera?
No, it wasn't.
Really?
No, it wasn't. I love Italian opera. I love the Italian drama. Faust was not on the radar, but when I got the call saying, "No, would you be interested in doing it?" I said, "Why not? It's a chance of a lifetime. It's all about temptation. And Faust is tempted by the devil, and he's tempted with youth. And the story opens, he's an old man, and he's really bitter and really angry at the world, because he feels like he's sacrificed all for his art, for his science, and he really hasn't had love. And I think that's what we all want to receive as human beings is love. Who doesn't want to be loved? And the devil appears and offers Faust the chance of a lifetime, and he makes me an offer that I can't refuse.
You're quite fit for this role compared to some of the other men who have sung the part.
Thanks, John. A role like Faust is really challenging. I mean, he goes from being a man in, one can say, his 80s or 90s to then being a man in his 20s. And this happens in the course of less than even a minute. For me, going from an old man to a young man, I would want to be in the best shape. A young man is virile. He's fast. He's jumping. There's sword fighting in the show. There's dancing in the show. Faust, because he is the title character, he's on stage a lot. It's really, really challenging. And so definitely, you know, here in Atlanta, one of the first things I did was join a gym.
If we could talk for a minute about the story and Gounod's setting of it. The libretto is based on Goethe's version of the story.
Yes.
What do you feel Gounod brought to the story that really no other composer could have, then or now?
I think Gounod is a very special composer. He's able to match poetry with beautiful music. I mean, some of the excerpts in Faust are so beautiful. I mean, the love duet, for instance, with Faust and Marguerite. you can pull these melodies and from outside of the opera, and it still serves as great pieces of art. And Gounod, he's able to give you all these different colors and shadings in an instant, and people really respond to it. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do the role of Faust, because it is sumptuous. It is beautiful. You know, I feel like an opera nerd every time I post online and my Twitter account. I always say opera rocks because it does. I mean, sometimes I think, how did I get here? I can't think of anything more exciting that I could ever do in my life.